Sasol is in a better position than it was 6 months ago, and that's largely thanks to cost control measures. The petrochemicals giant managed to more than double its half-year earnings, allowing it to slash its debt by more than a third. The group's also announced that it will not go ahead with its planned rights issue at this point in time. And company CEO Fleetwood Grobler joins us now with greater perspective on those numbers and what it means for growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Fleetwood, for your time this evening. So you've announced today that you've opted not to tap shareholders, this from what was anticipated to have been a $2 billion rights issue. That's quite a U-turn. Why isn't this route necessary anymore?
Yeah, good evening, viewers, and good evening, Alicia. I think we had a very clear framework in which we have taken this decision. It's been an arduous journey to get to this point, but we've taken all factors into consideration. So in the end, the progress we made with our self-help measures to conserve cash, and we're well on track this year to save more than $1 billion. We have delivered $3.3 billion on our asset divestment program, and we foresee that we can up that to $3.8 billion by the end of this calendar year. We've also looked at where the covenant came in at half year, which was at 2.6 times net debt to EBITDA compared to our bank imposed 4 times. We also looked then at our downside risk, and this has been quite clearly put a floor with respect to our oil prices. So we've hedged our oil prices at the floor of around $40, so we know what's the downside that we protected at. And so the remaining months that is now depending on operational results, I think what we have considered then, also given our liquidity that's now well above $3 billion, we've taken that informed decision. So it's really been a thorough analysis. It has been taking into account what we see the current run rates are, what is the downside risk, how we are protected against that, and the current situation with respect to our asset divestment. All of that enabled us to make this announcement today. And I think we really had an arduous journey to get to this point, but the result is good.
Truth be told, though, how much of this decision based on what you foresee that oil price recovery being moving forward and where you see that heading? Because there's a lot of optimism as to how, you know, economic growth, and once that starts going, starts to feed into something like the oil price. And that being said, where do your hedging policies sit within that context now?
Yes. So we are following a very diligent hedging policy to hedge 12 months rolling out into the future. We are fully hedged for the next 12 months, anything between $40 and $42 floor. And so we are actually, in our base case, preparing our business, and that's also informed by our transformation program. We are preparing ourselves to be resilient in a $45 oil world. So whilst there may be quite a hype around oil price and talks about it reaching quite high numbers or double-digit, triple-digit numbers, we are not banking on that. We are really preparing ourselves for a robust business. We think the macros is going to be very volatile. We know that OPEC is very volatile. Things can happen there. There could be other pandemics or second wave, third waves. The vaccine could be less effective than anticipated. So we're really looking at the realistic outcome and preparing us for a robust oil price of around $45 to achieve our reset strategy.
Okay, let's take a look at your cost control measures. How much cost have you now stripped out the equation, Fleetwood?
So during the past year, if you look at the year-on-year and we take out now the once-offs, we have been able to reduce our costs by 10%. On an absolute basis, it was 6% year on year, and that is despite inflation. So inflation pressures was absorbed within the numbers that I give you now. And I think the whole program that we now have put in place, the Sasol 2.0 transformation program, is to make these savings that is not sustainable. Because, I mean, some of the areas that we've contributed to realize this savings was, for example, no bonuses paid last year, no salary increases. So you can't do that for every year going forward. So we need to have a program that make the savings that we have achieved sustainable. And that's where Sasol 2.0 come in. And it's not only then in terms of labor savings, but also the way we procure, the way that we operate the plants, the operating costs, and all of those measures. And that is then what we have communicated in December to the market, is then to achieve over a period of 4 to 5 years the 8 to 10 billion savings of our 2020 baseline.
Yeah. That, together with the asset sales that you've managed to make over the period, seeing your gearing come down from, what, 114% to 76%, it slashed your debt burden, 63.4 billion rand. How much more headway are you anticipating to make on that front, and how soon?
So when we reported the results, we have received and we banked the proceeds of the Base Chemicals partnering as well as the Gemini proceeds. So that was around just over $2 billion US dollars. We have signed agreements for a value up to $3.4 billion US dollars. So there and there is another billion US dollars. We are busy working another $500 million US dollars. So if you can add all of that and you pay that back to debt, that is a significant additional tranche of debt repayment that we plan to achieve within this calendar year still. And that is going to be, you know, net of any operational proceeds that we can add on top to reduce any debt.
Yeah, we've spent bulk of this conversation, Fleetwood, looking at some of the big distortions that have been triggered as a result of non-trading items. When it comes to your actual underlying profit, what's the status there and your outlook?
Yeah, I think the one-offs or the I would say the translation gains, the valuation of the financial instruments on hedging, the foreign currency translation reserve, all of those are one-off that helped us. But I think you need to put it in the realms of what did the EBITDA do over the period. So our normalized EBITDA, when we take all of those one-off out, only decreased by 6%. And that is against the backdrop where the rand-dollar oil price dropped by 23%. Our chemicals, base chemical sales prices dropped by 6%. Our ethane feedstock for our crackers increased by 19%, and we lost around 300,000 tons of product due to the hurricanes Laura and Delta. So notwithstanding all those headwinds, we only got a reduction of 6% in EBITDA, and that is actually where our cost savings measures came through, our very focused working capital management came through, our focus to pace the capital spend, and that was the package that really underlying our good results that we posted today.
Well, Fleetwood, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Sasol CEO Fleetwood Grobler.